Manifestation of Radha Rani, or it only
And there is no any explicitly mentioning of Radha Rani in Srimad Bhagavatam, because the moment Sukadev Goswami will utter the name of Radha Rani, he gets so much absorbed in the mood of Radha Rani that he was unable to speak, and he will get in trance position for a month together. 6 months. Therefore, this shloka, Anya Aradita Nunam, when he uttered this shloka, it specifically referred to Radha Rani. Because in this shloka, he is saying that Krishna has taken a special gopis, which is Anya, means other than others. She is special than others. And she has been, Krishna has taken that gopi, Aradhita. In the word Aradhita, Radha is hidden. And very indirectly he spoke the name of Radha Rani, and only in that extent also he became disturbed. He could not control himself, and he was bound to change the context of the subject matter of the Bhagavatam. So the chapter changes from this shloka, Maharaj says. Another important point is that if a thing is described indirectly, it gives more pleasure. It gives more rasa. If it is said directly, then it does not give more pleasure.
Like this example.
So Maharaj was giving some example. And in this example he says, if we say, like say Radha Rani directly, it does not work. And if we say indirectly, then he gave some example. There is one person sitting here with saffron cloth and coming from Navadvip. He says. Then he said, there is a person with, he went to Houston before my going to Houston, and he's in white clothes, like this.
Yes.
So if it is said, this means indirectly reference of a person, it gives more pleasure. So Sukadev Goswami has given indirect reference of Srimati Radha Rani here and there, too many places. Hari Bol! Anyway, I have to see two things at the anyway. So, these words in Hindi are called Parokshvad and Aparokshvad. Directly and indirectly. Srimad Bhagavat is indirect description of Radha Rani. Srimad Bhagavat is indirect glorification of Srimati Radha Rani. And being indirect glorification of Radha Rani, it is more tasteful and melodious description of Radha Rani, because it is indirect description. Any shloka we take, it contains. Then he recited some shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimati Radha Rani is potency of Krishna. Krishna loves her, rather worships her. He cannot live without her. Srimati Radha Rani is his internal potency. So we should understand her state. We see that Uddhava is counsel of Krishna. His relationship is in fact with Krishna. His worshipable deity is Krishna. Who is he? He is Krishna. But in Srimad Bhagavatam and other places, we don't see Uddhav praying Krishna. Though Krishna, Uddhav, worshipable is Krishna, but in Bhagavatam we don't see that Uddhava is worshipping Krishna. Whom he is worshipping? Uddhava is worshipping that if I can get a grace of one particle of dust, one particle of dust, of lotus feet of gopis. So by using one particle, indirectly again he is referring to Radha Rani. Therefore, we should understand that Srimad Bhagavat is indirectly every time referring Srimad Radha Rani. One important point is that our Gauriya Sampradaya, in which we are, has got prestigious position among all the other Sampradaya because of pure worshipper of Radha Rani. Its real estate is so much highly glorified everywhere because every Gauriya Vaishnava wants to become servitor of Radha Rani. They are really glorifying Radha Rani in real sense. But many other sampradayas have enviousness against them because of their glorious and prestigious position in whole world. Out of enviousness, they always criticize one way or other. The important point they raise that according to scriptures, whatever activity is performed is acceptable in society and welcome. Any activities other than Vedic injections is sinful activities, rejectable and not acceptable by any society and never welcome. Therefore, relationship between a girl and boy is accepted, welcomed, if it is performed as a marriage ceremony according to Vedic injunction. If it is not according to Vedic injunction, then this marriage is, the relationship between boy and girl will not be accepted as a honorable relationship. We don't see that there is any marriage ceremony being performed between Radha Rani and Krishna. Radha Rani was married to some other person. His name was Abhimanyu or Ayan Ghosh. His name was Ayan Ghosh or Sayan Ghosh. Maharaj was using the word today, Sayan Ghosh.
What's that?
Name?
Other name. Other
name. Of course, Krishna was married to Rukmani and other wives. That is according to Vedic scriptures. We can accept it, but his relationship with Radha Rani cannot be honored because it is beyond Vedic injunction. This is the charges and allegation by other sampradaya on Gauriya sampradaya because of enviousness. So Maharaj is refuting this argument. First reason he told, this relationship is admired by Uddhavji. This relationship is admired by Sukhdev Goswami. By four Kumars, they are bachelors from their birth. What do you call them? Bal Brahmachari. Those who are Nastikam Brahmacharis, they approve this relationship. And these people out of enviousness are not ready to accept this relationship between Radha and Krishna. But still we have got many arguments to refute their arguments. According to Brahmavarta Purana, Brahmaji himself, who has recited all the Vedas, who is the origin of Vedas in speech, and he knows all the Vedas, he made Radha and Krishna's arrangement for their marriage. And he, in Bhandirvan, in the presence of gopis, performs a marriage ceremony of Radha and Krishna.
Where? Brahma.
In Bhandirvan. So, because he knew there will be certain narrow-minded people raise such questions, so it's just to shut their mouth, he performed the marriage ceremony function of Radha and Krishna. Brahmavarta. What form? He came, he performed his obeisances, and then Radha and Krishna were sitting together, gopis were around him, and he was passing through that way, and then he came down and he said, he prayed them, and then he performed the marriage ceremony. Then he said that, I am telling you step by step. He was saying very high things which is not readily, Maharaj said, it is not very easily understandable by everyone. But still he was telling. He said, according to Bhagavatam, when Brahmaji stole all the cowherd boys, at that time he stole Ayan Ghosh also. He stole all the cowherd boys. Who? Brahmaji. And he stole all the cows just to see what Krishna will do now. At that time Krishna became all the cowherd boys. So during that whole 1 year, when real cowherd boys were stolen away and Krishna became Ayan Ghosh, Krishna became all the cowherd boys. During that year, Radha Rani was married to Ayan Ghosh. Abhimanyu. But at that time, in fact, Abhimanyu was not really Abhimanyu. Who was he? Krishna himself. So to whom Radha Rani was married? The marriage ceremony took between Radha Rani and Ayan Ghosh. At that time Ayan Ghosh was not other than Krishna.
What a relief. What a relief to hear that. First time I met Gurudev, I said, I feel bad Radha Rani had to marry somebody she doesn't like.
Then Maharaj said, try to understand one important point. One is called bhav and one is called reality. In a prakrit braj, you understand a prakrit braj, the braj which is in the beyond this Brahmand, not manifested to our eyes, so it may be called unmanifested, but not unmanifested, the real braj which is beyond Brahma. At that place, kans does not exist. But kans is not there physically. But a feeling of kans is there. All the Brijvasis feel that there is a cruel and ruthless king named Kans, and he is king there in Mathura. Scarcity, fear of Kans is there. So though Kans is not there, but Kans in the form of a fear is there. So that feeling of Kansa here in this prakat lila, in this manifested lila, takes form of a person, Kansa. Similarly, to enhance the love between Krishna and gopis and Radha Rani, a feeling has been incorporated by Radha Rani. This is eternal feeling in prakat braj, that gopis are not married to Krishna. They are not wife of Krishna, but they are lover of Krishna. Because if Krishna makes them his wife, then love will reduce. So in order to increase the love, gopis have been given a feeling by yog maya of Krishna that they are not married to Krishna. They are married to someone else, so there is no person, someone else, but they are having only feeling. The presence of Parikya Bhav is in a prakat Vrindavan. Gopis see Krishna with the fear that, oh, we have to see Krishna secretly because their husband will catch them. So by having this feeling to meet Krishna secretly with the fear being caught by their husband, their meeting with Krishna becomes more hilarious and enjoying. In order to enjoy this rush, such situation is created by potency of Krishna yog maya in that breath. So in a prakat dham this is the feeling, but in prakat dham yog maya has converted that feeling into a person. So that person is also nothing but a shadow of Krishna. Because it is being created by yog maya, it is not a real person. It is a person which is created out of feeling. So because it is created by, in order to, Maharaj used one word, push. Parikya bhav ko push karne ke liye gopiyon ke patiyon ka ek nirman kiya gaya. They were only fabricated. They were made only so that gopis should have this feeling that they are not married to Krishna, they are married to someone else. Why? Because in order to increase the intensity of love by this relationship. Then Maharaj came to Brad Bhagavata Mritam. In Brad Bhagavata Mritam, he also took the slope which is glorifying Radha Rani and Gopi. The slok says, Ma Lakshmi is serving the lotus feet, his lotus feet. So here his, Maharaj said, whose is a questionable thing. The point, important point is here, that Lakshmi who is serving the lotus feet, his lotus feet, is she serving the lotus feet of Krishna? Yes, she is serving the lotus feet of Krishna. But well, Lakshmi is most chaste lady and is wife of Narayan. She never massage the feet of Krishna. She always massage the feet of Narayan. How she is massaging the feet of Krishna? She is massaging the feet of Krishna in her mind, not practically. Practically she is massaging the feet of Narayan. But while she is doing this thing, she is thinking about the lotus feet of Krishna. That is called mantik seva. So such lotus feet, which is being served by Mahalakshmi also. And the owner of such lotus feet is serving the lotus feet of the lady. She is called Radharani. Radharani. And origin of this Mahalakshmi. Maharaj said, this is the greatness of Radharani. This is the stage of Radharani. And these people, they want to establish that Radharani is not lawfully related to Krishna. The same problem came about 300 years before, where Baldev Vidya Bhushan cut the arguments of these people and cut their tongue by his arguments. And they were quiet. For 300 years, no one could dare to raise his head with this objection. But now again, Maharaj said, somewhere or other, such type of objections are seen. And again, someone will come and will cut their mouth and cut their tongue.
Yes.
I told Baldev Vidya Bhushan. So these are the lotus feet which are being worshipped by, but not directly in the form of lotus feet of Lakshmi. Maharaj saying, Atmaram, Atkam, Muni and Brahma, they are meditating upon those lotus feet. Why are they lit? Because this is, they are worshipable to them. But gopis, what they are doing? They are directly having the lotus feet of Krishna. Those lotus feet which does not come in the meditation of Brahma, which does not come in the meditation of Atma, Ram and Munis, they try their level best and very hardly that comes in their meditation. Those lotus feet, gopis are taking those lotus feet on their heart and breath. They are so great that they are getting opportunity to worship those lotus feet directly, for which other sages are just trying to meditate upon. Then he said, this is the meaning of verse of Bhagavatam. But in explanation, Śrīla Sanātana Goswami, taking the Sanskrit verse inner meaning, he explains that the real meaning is Krishna is worshipping the lotus feet of Radharani and gopis. This is the characteristic of Radharani and gopis. Maharaji said, many of brahmacharis has come here giving up their house, but in fact still they have not given up everything. Very difficult to give up everything. And gopis have given up everything, so they are great. But again the question comes, no, if there is a very furious wife, nagging wife at home, beating the husband by broom, what you call, jhadu. Sometime it may happen that piercing statement of wife forced the gentleman to leave his house and go away. And he says that I have given up everything. Many times we feel like. Or suppose wife dies. Though I admit, Maharaj said, I admit, mostly the person, and especially in India, wife is quite ugly, teeth are coming out, quite dark and black, and also very nagging and always keep on fighting. He is very poor. There is no mouse in his house because there is no eatable in his house. And also he is very fortunate. Why fortunate? That he can take bath in during rainy season without any problem. Why?
He has no roof.
Roof is leaking like anything. He has no honor in the society. He works in a place and he also rebukes him, but still he cannot leave his house, his dear house. And what is called? Sweet home, my sweet home. They cannot leave their home. Very difficult. But still there are very brave persons. They can give up their home and can come to Vrindavan. We see. Foreigners can easily come without any problem. It's not difficulty for them to leave their house. So what is the greatness in gopis if they have given up everything for Krishna? This is the question of the opposition party. What is the greatness of gopis that they gave up their houses? He said, the keenness to desire serve Krishna, their intense desire to serve Krishna is the real greatness of gopis. Giving up their house is the secondary thing. The main thing is their intensity to serve Krishna. He was explaining from that Srimad Vrat Bhagavatamratam Tika. Lakshmi is topmost chaste lady. In Hindi it is called Pativrata. She is Adhishtatri Devi of Shad Aishwarya of Narayan. Narayan has six type of opulence and she is the base of all those opulence. Who? Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi. And that Mahalakshmi is serving the lotus feet of Krishna in her mind. Those in this Brahman, like Brahmaji and all, they are also worshipping and meditating on the lotus feet of Mohini. Maharaj said one word, Mohini. You know Mohini? Mohini is controller of the eight crests of this Brahman. There are eight layers in this Brahman, eight coverings. The last covering is controlled by Mohini Devi. She is very beautiful. Anyone who wants to cross this Brahmand and go into the spiritual realm finally gets obstructed by this Mohini. She is very beautiful. Even Gop Kumar got stuck up. But by the strength of mantra he was chanting, he crossed that also. So Ma Lakshmi is the origin of this Mohini also. And this Mahalakshmi is meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna is meditating on whose lotus feet? Of Radharani. Though physically that Mahalakshmi is serving, in mind, yes. This is the state of Radharani, which is Krishna's internal potency. In fact, the real position of every entity is that he is not body, he is soul. Everyone likes and loves his body because souls live in it. So basically he does not love body, he loves his own soul. He loves his soul because in this soul, super soul lives. So Krishna is the soul of everyone's soul. Everyone's soul is very much dear to him because super soul lives in him. Everyone's soul is Krishna and Krishna's soul is Radharani. प्रत्येक जीवात्मा की आत्मा परमात्मा है और परमात्मा की आत्मा कौन है? राधा रानी। उसके साथ वो रमण करते हैं एंड ही रमण हिज एंड ही परफॉर्म हिज लवफुल एक्टिविटीज विद हर। Gopis wanted to serve Krishna, so Krishna called them in wrath. But if we see deeply, in fact Krishna wanted to have association of gopis, so he called gopis. Because these were not gopis who played over the flute, it was Krishna who played over the flute. So requirement to meet gopis was of Krishna, not of gopis. The desire to meet gopis was first arose in the heart of Krishna. So here he is explaining that it appears in the direct meaning of verse, now you understand, of the verse that gopis took the lotus feet of Krishna on their breast and they try to satisfy their lust. But in fact it was other way wrong. Krishna was needy, he was having keen desire to see gopis, he calls them by flute and then in order to fulfill his keen desire, he put his feet on every gopi's breast and heart so that he should get opportunity to satisfy his lust. This Maharaj explained in a very short form and then it comes. Therefore, Krishna is worshipping the gopis, not gopis are worshipping the Krishna. In direct meaning it appears that gopis are worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna. But in real sense the meaning is this, that because Krishna is needy, Krishna has got feelings of meeting gopis, so the person who is needy, the person who is greedy, the person who is having lust, he is, if he goes to someone, then he is worshipping that person. So Krishna is calling gopis because of his own need. So Krishna is in fact worshipping gopis, not gopis are worshipping Krishna. So the lotus feet of Radharani is so jubilant, so great, so much as that they are being worshipped by Krishna, Krishna gets real enjoyment by having meeting with Radharani. Krishna cannot live with Radharani. This is the state of Radharani as being described in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also. Or we may say in nutshell that there is a line mentioned here, Shiva is superior to Brahma and Lakshmi is superior to Shiva and all Atma Ram, Atma Kam Munis are superior to Lakshmi, devotees are superior to Muni and Gop Kumars are superior to devotees and Gopis are superior to Gop Kumar and Radharani is superior to Gopis. This is the whole line set by Sanatana Goswami in Bhagavatam. Radharani is superior to gopis, gopis are superior to Gopkumar. Gopkumar is superior to Bhakta. Bhakta is superior to Muni. Muni is superior to Lakshmi, and Lakshmi is superior to Shiva, and Shiva is superior to. Backward. Brahma is inferior to Shiva. The inferior world will not be. Superior world will be. I did not write the verse. I will make Navin Krishnath Prabhu to write the verse. I don't know the verse. That is my biggest weakness. No, it is difficult to understand Hindi in English.
Then after Gopkumar, devotee.
I cannot read Hindi in English. Yevai Kriya Sitam
Ajadibir Apta Samai
Ajadibir Blur Apta
Samai
Yogeshwararer Api
Saratmani
Ratatmani Rata Kosyam
Krishnasya
Tat
Bhagavata
Bhagavata
Prabhadar
Arvindam
Nyasyam Tanishu
Vidyahu
Parirabhya Parirabhya
Parirabhya Tapam.
Okay, that was Srimad Bhagavatamrita, text 151, part 2, chapter 7. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Not this verse, but let's see. When it says note this verse is, that for the verse repeating?
Okay. The verse for good time.
So this verse is Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47:62. Thank you.